Come on, boss. Change the station. I hate classical music.
Well, this is Mozart's 40th symphony.
So?
So? It's an excellent piece of music.
No offence, boss, but it's rather crap.
Oh, bugger off. Answer that, would you?
It's probably the tea lady forgetting her password again.
Fair enough. Who is it?
The boss.
You can't be the boss.
Why not?
Because I'm the boss.
Oh.
Varnax, the bunker is secured.
You are a worthy cause, Neglos. Proceed immediately to the silo control room.
Yes, master.
Where are we going?
Well, while Cora and Gonji retrieved the photon neutralizer thingy I asked of them back at the museum, we're heading to the biggest nuclear waste factory on Earth.
Russia?
No, Stevenage. Ah, here we are.
That's easy. Too easy if you ask me.
Anyway, Gonji and Cora should be here shortly in the TARDIS. Perfect timing.
Shall we go?
Cheeky.
I have located a way to the operations control room, Master.
Good boy.
Are you sure this is the right way, K-9?
Positive, Master.
Inform all warriors that the Doctor and his friends are in the bunker.
Yes, sir.
Two hostile guards are guarding the only way to the operations control room.
Fetch, K-9. What's the matter?
Emergency power pack not
powerful enough to obtain successful mobility.
Or firepower, for that matter. Poor K-9.
So what now?
If I'm right, and I invariably am, the guards communicate via the radio systems in their helmets. Maybe if I pick up on the frequency with my trusty sonic screwdriver...
You're gonna blast with sound, then?
It seems the most appropriate. As if I get the right wave frequency.
I've got him!
Ah, okay.
Don't worry, you can thank me later.
Unguarded inside. Fantastic! Now you lot, stay out there, Cora with me.
Yes, Doctor.
Cora, we must find the fail-safe procedure system to bring Varnax's plan to a halt.
So, Mike, how did you come to be travelling with the Doctor?
It's a long story.
Do you care to share it?
No, not really. It's bloody boring.
Uncle, here's the fail-safe computer.
Why do you keep calling me Uncle, Curses. Controls have been locked.
Is that bad?
Bad? Bad? Of course it's bad. Without the ability to begin fail-safe procedures, Varnax will triumph with his plan.
What is his plan, Doctor?
I'm glad you ask, because frankly I'm unsure myself, but from what I've gathered over the past 30 minutes, the two crystals your Time Lord sent us for contain unimaginable power. With acquiring this thing called the Pogo Stick of Rassilon, Varnax will piece together his fusion chamber here in the nuclear silo with a gallium core he's found. The energy from this combination will create immense heat, which he needs to fuel his regenerative machine. Now that he's hotwired the failsafe control, there's no telling what will happen.
But we can always just destroy him after the crystals have been charged.
Removing the crystals at this penultimate stage will be very risky. Varnax has engineered his machine to remove the gallium core from the silo and first cause a nuclear reaction which will complete his regeneration.
That's bad.
Indeed it is. But to stop the whole process, we need to get the fail-safe procedures going, because without the power of the nuclear silo, Varnax has no way of continuing.
What about your sonic screwdriver?
Won't work. Deadlocked. Seems to be villain's favourite anti-sonic screwdriver device. I imagine Neglos of Varnax has a remote control for it somewhere.
And we don't have anything like that.
No, we don't.
It's probably that damn librarian.
That's it! Hand me your communicator.
Here, have it. Could probably tell that bloke to bugger off better than I can.
Now. No. If I remove the polarity of the frequency circuits of your communicator, I can probably tap into the same remote frequency.
No, don't you, don't.
And you were the Doctor's companion ever since?
Yep, well, I was favourite companion until some bitch sent the tin dog to the Doctor.
You guys, we need to get to the Crucible.
The what?
The Crucible is the heat-resistant container where Varnax and Zilla are right now, preparing for their regeneration. We need to get there before it's too late.
You're making this up as you go along, aren't you?
Right, there's a crucible. I'll go alone.
But Doctor...
But nothing, Mike. This is the big ending. This is something I have to do. This is why I'm here, to save this universe. To save everyone and, more importantly, stop Varnax and Zilla. I'm the only one that can do that. You will stay here and hold back Neglos and his not-so-merry men. It won't be long, I promise. K-9 is nearly fully charged and should be helpful. Now go.
Yes, Doctor.
Well, well, well. Varnax and Zilla have finally discarded their life support suits. Hello, Mr. Crucible. There's a doctor in the house.
The operations bunker door has been penetrated.
Good boy. Mike Gonji, prepare yourselves. Neglos and his warriors are coming.
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, fight them, of course.
Let's get them.
That's the spirit.
They're coming.
Attack!
You there!
Yes, Commander.
Enter the service tunnel. We can surprise them from behind.
Sir. Right, you men. Into the tunnel.
Ah, here we are. The regeneration machine thingy. We'll have to learn names in future. They look even more hideous without their life support suits. How long until they... Doctor? Yes. You're talking to yourself again. I know. Good. Be quiet. Okay. If only I could remove those crystals without... Ah! It's hot! Okay. How about... No. Stupid Doctor, too late. It's begun.
Ah, Doctor. How good of you to join us in our victory.
Ah, yes. Do stop bragging.
Doctor, join us. Join us and we will let you live.
Now, let me think about this. No. This ridiculous future that you offer is just an illusion. Nothing here is real. Not even you are real. This power you believe you possess is all in your head. You have no power over anything. Nothing, I tell you. Nothing.
Biological fusion works. It works. And I must remove the gallium core from this waste silo to make the process irreversible.
Can't let you do that, Varnax. Not this poor, pathetic excuse for a dimension. Planet, even. They aren't even ready for such a catastrophe. Not yet.
Oh? Why?
This is why.
Doctor, I insist you reconsider your choice.
I think that's the last of them.
I'm not sure. I haven't even seen Neglos yet.
Do you think he's alive at all?
Of course he is. Someone with brains, the good looks, and the brilliant muscular...
Cora, don't milk it.
Okay. I meant I'm sure he's still alive.
That does not help matters.
Master!
K-9?
I sense another attack from Warrior Guard.
Attack!
Where'd they come from?
I don't know, but blast them! That was easy.
Too easy.
I didn't notice Neglos amongst that lot, did you?
No, I didn't. Neglos might have...
Gonji!
No! Puny Earthling, resistance is useless.
You'll pay, Neglos. It was Jesus trying to kill us, Neglos.
Oh, why? Your lives aren't worth keeping. You shall die just as the rest of your planet Earth. Say goodbye.
I'm Mike.
Yes, Mike. Say goodbye, Mike.
I think not, Neglos. I have friends.
Friends? What can they do to me?
The screws, I tell you. The screws.
No. No.
They'll get you, Neglos, whatever you do.
No!
Join us or you will die like the rest of the miserable beings on this planet.
No.
You idiot, Doctor! You will pay!
Oh dear, sorry about that, old boy. Such a horrible shot. I was aiming for you.
You have caused a freak fusion! I have become one with the dark side of the crystal!
Bugger.
Die, Doctor! Die!
You changed into a big red demon isn't good, is it?
Not more you. I will kill you and your beloved planet, Doctor.
What are you doing?
triggering the gallium core to retract from the waste silo.
Can't do that.
It has already begun, Doctor. You will pay for the death of the one woman I will ever love. Die, Doctor. Die.
Emergency fail-safe operation.
What have you done, Doctor?
I'm returning control of the silo to where it rightfully belongs.
Emergency! Emergency!
The Doctor has activated the fail-safe procedures. We need to get out of this place before it's totally enclosed.
Run like a girl!
Look, Mike.
What is it?
The Crucible is withdrawing from the waste silo.
What does that mean?
It means it won't be long before the waste silo becomes a time bomb.
That's not good, is it?
Hell no!
Come on, you big birdie thing, follow me. Hopefully shutting these doors will stop you getting at me. Here we go.
You don't think these burning metal doors will stop me? Doctor! Die, Doctor!
Doctor, you're safe.
Hello there. Well, looks like the Crucible, Dynax and the Quatermass are going down.
So yeah?
Is that good?
Not really. We have to get out of here.
Doctor, Gonji's dead.
Show me to him. Oh, Gonji. My dear fellow, what happened to you?
Is there anything you can do for him, Doctor?
Yes, there is, fortunately.
What's that?
A Time Lord gift.
A gift of what? Myrrh, gold, or frankincense?
I'll explain later.
Doctor?
Hmm?
Will he bother you anymore, Doctor?
Varnax? Varnax is dead, Mike. Haven't you been paying attention?
No.
Silly goose.
How are we going to get home?
We get a lift.
Go on, Doctor.
What does that involve?
Watch. Doesn't work. Probably because I'm a bloke.
How does sticking your thumb in the air do anything?
Hell, Cole, you'll never understand.
Doctor? Mike? Cora?
Gonji, my dear fellow. You feeling all right?
I'm feeling marvellous. Thank you, Doctor.
Good, good.
Master?
Ah, good boy, K9.
Come on, guys. Jump aboard. The Time Lords want to thank you, Doctor, and to let you know that your TARDIS is safe and sound and is waiting for you on Gallifrey.
Marvellous. Can't wait to see the old girl again.